Ahoy, ahoy, everyone. Welcome to this very special episode of the Diz Unlimited Universal Show. I am Craig Williams.
I'm Rhino.
And today we are going to talk about the next land reveal for Universal Epic Universe.
Ooh.
And that's How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berk. Very, very exciting. We're going to break down everything you can expect from this brand new land when it opens in Epic Universe in 2025. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind you about Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money and you get the support of one of the awesome Dreams Unlimited Travel agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today to start planning your next Universal Orlando vacation. And this is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to get exclusive content from the Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. You'll be able to get more information there. Now, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk. This actually feels like truly exciting because the first time around with Epic Universe, we got our information about the different lands, the different portals that you'll enter through, mm-hmm. including Super Nintendo World, which we already knew, Dark Universe, the Universal Monster section, then, of course, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, and then finally, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk.
A question?
Yes, sir.
Are they called lands?
They are. They're lands, they're worlds, they're portals, whatever you want to call them.
I was typing out a thing, and I was like, universe. And I was like, so are these worlds? Because I wanted to use the right terminology, so I just said area.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can call it any of those things, but those are the four portals that you'll enter to go inside these new lands. And then, of course, Celestial Park ties it all together. And, you know, we talked about that the last time that we had the reveal for Epic Universe. So we're not going to recover anything with go over anything.
No.
We're not going to recover from Celestial Park. We're just going to focus today on How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk. And we'll get it right away out of the question. There's no point in asking Rhino if he's excited for this land based on his enjoyment of the movies, because as he shared many times, he is still not seen any of the movies.
I'm waiting for the live action.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
no, I'm gonna watch them all. I will say the land announcement actually made me pretty excited, where it was like, oh, this looks like a lot of fun. I'm like, I probably should watch these.
I will never stop singing the praises for the movie. I, of course, worked at Dragon Challenge when I worked at Universal Orlando Resort. And while that was based on Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, for some reason, it was just like, if you worked there, you felt like you owned every type of dragon, even the bad ones. Dragonheart. We would constantly in our break room watch that awful movie, Reign of Fire, with Christian Bale and McConaughey.
Yeah.
And so like anything that was dragon oriented fell into our realm. And so How to Train Your Dragon quickly became probably my favorite series that DreamWorks put together. It was one of those ones where it felt like every movie was just as good as the last of the three different ones. And even some of like the little specials they released on it were just as good. I mean, it's just a sweet story.
Is there a show too, or am I crazy?
Yeah, there was a show as well too. So I believe that was Netflix exclusive. But
is that dragons? There's something with dragons in it as well. It just seems like a franchise that's going to keep going.
Oh,
I mean, I know the trilogy like ended with that, but I know there's more to it.
No, it's got legs.
Yeah.
I'll just say that, which that's
it's
a little,
wings.
It's actually, well, saying it's got legs is a little bit on the nose too, but I'll wait till you watch the movies and then you'll understand all of that. But How to Train Your Dragon, you know, while some people could say, well, maybe it's not as relevant because they're not doing as much with it. Yes, Rhino just pointed out there will be a live action movie that's coming out with it. So
with Gerard Butler reprising his role.
Oh, I mean, it had to be Gerard Butler. This franchise is still very much alive. And it's not like, it's not like with some lands where you're like, they're reinvesting in Shrek when Shrek has felt stale outside of like Puss in Boots too. No, this is still very, very popular. And this land, while it is family-friendly, oriented in that way, this is definitely going to be more of the kids section, I feel like, based on everything Universal shared. I don't see that as a problem because this also looks like a true world that they're building and going to immerse you in that just feels bigger. Like, I mean, on the map, when you look at it, it feels like the biggest land that they are creating for the park with some of the most details oriented all throughout the park. I'm just like, I'm blown away with how it all looks.
I just think, I mean, even somebody who hasn't, from my perspective, from somebody who hasn't seen the movies, I feel like it's such a smart choice because it's like, dinosaurs, like it's the thing that is like universal, like a kid or somebody in their life is really going to get into these things. It's like you got things like trains, dinosaurs, dragons, yeah, you know, that sort of superheroes. It's like all that sort of things. And so it's like, I feel like it appeals even whether you've seen the movie or not. You're still like, yeah, wow, dragons, you know?
Yeah, dragons don't go out of fashion, yeah, in that way with the mythology behind them. And I'm so anxious for this. When Universal said they were going to be dropping an announcement about Epic Universe, you know, I was deep down, I was hoping that this one would come first. Like, yeah, it would have made more sense to go with Super Nintendo World since we know everything that's in there. But this one, I'm like, I think BioReconstruct just got shots of the actual train on the one roller coaster in this section, and the boat's floating in the water for the boat attraction. Oh, that's cool. So it's like, they just recently got all of these new updates to the attractions in the land. So it's like, oh, I hope we hear about that, because we're seeing it from the sky. I want to know what it's going to look like from the ground. So as Universal says, guests' first sight of Burke will be reminiscent of the iconic sweeping vista straight from the films, featuring a vast sparkling lagoon that boasts two 40-foot tall Viking statues set against an energetic village perched above churning seas. Inside the land, you will find four attractions, one live show, several character and dragon meet and greets, plus food shopping, and probably more surprises in store.
It's a lot, but it's one of those, when I was looking back at the concept art, you know, that bird's eye view photo they have of the land or of the theme park where it has all the lands laid out, yeah, is in that particular image, How to Train Your Dragon, like that area of the park looks substantially, yeah, larger than the other parts of the park.
Exactly.
At least in the perspective of that photo they released.
No, it absolutely does look like it is substantial in that way. And yeah, the shot they showed of like how you'll enter in the land and see that giant vista.
Yeah, that
like
looks cool.
I mean that to me, looking at that concept art in that same way almost feels like when you walk into Volcano Bay for the first time and you see that grand, yeah, reveal, or when you walk into Diagon Alley for the first time. Like, Universal knows how to sell a good reveal. And I feel like, you know, again, we've seen the photos from the sky on social media. Now being able to like see the concept rendering for it, I think that it's going to blow people away. But let's get into the actual attractions, starting with Hiccup's Wing Gliders. On this family thrill coaster, Hiccup invites brave new Vikings to take a ride in his latest glider contraption, a winged flying machine that launches aspiring dragon riders into the sky for a dragon's eye view of Burke. Guests will fly alongside Hiccup and Toothless and reach speeds up to 45 miles per hour as they soar around the perimeter of Burke and even through the lagoon, while experiencing firsthand what it's like to fly on a dragon. And I feel like it's safe to say that this is going to be the marquee attraction of this land, and it looks like it's going to be a great roller coaster along the same lines of Hagrid's, yeah, Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure, you know, where it's got a little bit of thrills in there, but still very family friendly and not going to be like too insane. I mean, up to 45 miles per hour, yes, that might be a little bit too much for a Jackie Gailey out there, but I feel like for the average coaster person, it's going to be a little bit more mild and more about like the twists and turns as you're going through the attraction. And like, I loved in the little concept video how it shows like the dragon skimming the water too, yeah, with water effects in there. I'm really excited for this.
I was going to say, I'm like looking at the photos here, it's really cool. And Universal did a like virtual flyover through the land. And one thing that was cool is like how the coaster, I feel like, is like you kind of are going to see it wherever you are, yeah, in the land. But I don't know. I love something about a roller coaster that goes over a body of water in that same way that Hagrid's does that as well. And, you know, that last bit of Velocicoaster. But at that point, you're just like, I'm dying. Get me out of here. But some of us are. But I think that's really cool. I am taken back by every one of these photos where how much foliage? Is that the word I want to use? It's a lot of woods. It's just one of those where I'm like, wow, I'm kind of excited just for the terrain of this.
As long as they have it from the start. They cannot do what they did with Hagrid's. Because I was the one saying, oh, Hagrid's is going to be great in 5 to 10 years when, you know, when it all fills in and it really looks like a truly dense forest. And it's still not happened yet. And I hope that they actually are good about this from the start.
Buy the tree full size.
Yeah, just
don't buy the sapling.
Let's just be smart about this, how we're going to approach it. But it seems like it's going to be a great roller coaster. And what I think is probably going to be the most popular part of this land is actually the show.
Yeah, I think
so. That's the Untrainable Dragon. This is inspired by Universal Beijing Resort's wildly successful Untrainable show. This dragon-filled live spectacular takes guests on an unforgettable journey with beloved characters Hiccup, Toothless, Gobber, and Astrid as they work together to solve the mystery of the Untrainable Dragon. This heartwarming story comes to life with captivating musical numbers, breathtaking sets, and life-size dragons soaring overhead. Have you watched the version of the show?
I haven't seen the full, but I saw people who are doing the TikToks and the reels and whatever. And it's one of those things where the confirmation of the show being there, I think this is the day the gates open. I think this is the thing people are going to run to because they already have that sneak peek of it. And because everyone lost their minds over it in that video, I think they want to now see it for their own eyes.
Yeah. I had a friend who was over in Beijing and it was actually the thing that they raved about the most was this show and how spectacular it was. I have watched the show and just to see it and try to get that feeling because I didn't, you know, I knew that it was rumored and then it seemed like, yeah, it absolutely is going to come here. But I don't know. There was part of me way back when I first heard about the show, I'm like, I have to watch it because I don't know if we're ever going to actually get it. And it is spectacular. The dragons flying up over the audience, just the way they even showed it in Universal's little video clips, the way that they weave in the background of the screen of the show with animated features, but bringing
it to
life. There's
a part where somebody it's almost like, you know, you brought up Puss in Boots too, that sketchy look to it. But something happens and it showed somebody flying up off the stage, like they got hit by something from the screen. And I was like, that's so cool. To me, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. And then I think also too, I don't want to ruffle feathers here. I still don't like the Bourne Stuntacular.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like this might be a better version of
that
technology.
I think this is the next evolution of that, where people who love that show, I think their minds are going to be melted by this show. And now that, I think it's with Bourne, for me, it's more of the stunt style version of the show that it doesn't weave together one flat image like I think so many other people see it. For me, I'm like, it looks like running on treadmills, and it doesn't impress me in that way. This show
that don't impress me much. Shania Twain over here.
That don't impress me much. But this, I know just from what I've already seen, and when I'm there in person, I will probably just be crying through this entire show.
I just love a good a show that interacts with the screen in the back, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to see how that plays out.
Yes. And another
let's go girls.
Fire Drill. Mischievous Viking twins Roughnut and Toughnut invite teams of Vikings to compete to outscore and outsoak each other on this wet and wild boat battle. Guests will board a colorful dragon headed boat and blast water cannons at flame-like targets to practice putting out fires, a crucial skill to master when living with dragons. Love the entire concept of this, and I hope
you
that
have
they're
fun with Rory on that.
Well, that's the thing. I'm hoping they're overselling the wetness part of this.
I don't think they are.
So that way, when you go and you're you get a little splashed, it's not a big deal. But
I don't know if you were watching the virtual fly.
I did.
My fear where I was like, oh, so you're just going under waterfalls and things are shooting out at you, and all I could think about when they announced this one is I was like, man, I hope if we do a preview of this park or when we go on whenever it's
open. I hope
it
opens in the hottest day of summer.
I hope that this is either the last thing we do or we're staying on property so it can be all right, going back to the room to change now, because I do not want to be that drenched. all I can think about is how wet my shoes are going to be.
Yeah, we'll and not one of the two side hotels. We'll want to be at the main hotel, so that way we're very close.
But it does look great for like families and things. And I know people that love. I mean, you can't see kids in splash pads and stuff like that. And this is like that next level of a splash pad.
Well, here's the thing with this park. It was the one thing that felt like it was lacking. And you know, Universal Studios Florida has that problem too. No water attractions unless you count like
Curious George area.
Will be Kung Fu Panda. It'll have the same sort of wetness there, but not like Islands of Adventure that has Jurassic Park River Adventure and Popeye and Bluto's and Dudley Do-Right's. Like, that's your water area. And it's okay to not have it at Universal Studios Florida because, you know, you have islands next door. But with this park, I felt like they really needed something where, like, yeah, it's a hot summer day. I want to get wet on it. This will absolutely fill that void that I don't think we'll get in any of the other lands in that way. And I'm okay with it. I'll see if I like it enough to ride it multiple times once it opens, but I'm happy it exists.
It's like the Toon Lagoon. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not somewhere where I want to go and be drenched like that. I'm doing it, but it's like, it's good for those. I see people having so much fun on it, and I'm so happy for them.
Exactly. And moving on, Dragon Racers Rally. Burke's new Viking racers can practice aerobatic maneuvers and high-speed barrel rolls on two Viking-made dragon riding trainers that reach heights of up to 67 feet in the air. Guests can control how wild or mild their experience will be as they perform high-flying, gravity-defying swooping and soaring skills that are necessary to earn accolades worthy of a true champion dragon racer. And what they lack in the press release, but we know from other attractions, and then they said it in the video they released, that means also going upside down. You can have the ability to go upside down. This is an off-the-shelf attraction that they're theming to dragons, which actually it looked cool. Like, when the first photos of this came out from the air, to see it, like, it's like, yeah, it does look cool. But
it's like a carnival ride. It reminds me of those like carnival rides or like a regional theme park. Like, we had some like I feel like Canobie Lake Park might
have
something.
It's bigger than that, and Canobie's not it. It's not a carnival. It's not like a traveling fair. They have these in other theme parks because there was a viral video of this. I don't know how old it was. I saw it for the first time like 3-4 months ago.
Was it one of those, like, you doing this?
I want to watch how I say this. It's an oversized person who's fit in there, but they start rocking and they get it spinning so much that they're just constantly spinning upside down the entire time. It's the exact same attraction.
Oh no.
Just it's and they're just constantly flipping. I'll show it to you.
When they were talking about it and then seeing a little bit of that, like the video and stuff, it was one of those where I'm like, well, I don't think there's enough Dramamine in the world that can get me to do this ride. So I'm like, I worry about that for me, but it definitely, it's nice that there's that, I don't know, sometimes it's like, you don't need any, I don't know, it looks scary. I don't want to be like, I don't want to undersell it.
Okay.
But it does look like one of those like wild.
I'm sorry. I have to show you the video here. It's, so this is what it is. We won't be able to put it in there, but.
I do know this video. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry for apologies. I'll include a link in so people can see it, but I'm not going to take the person's video and put it in, but it's freaking hilarious of how insane it could get with just constantly spinning around and around.
So you're individually strapped in there. It's not like, I thought it was like one boat sort of a thing. Nope. That's what I was thinking of.
Each piece is a different, you're all in your own individual seats and you'd be able to go back and forth in a way, or if you really get spinning, then you'll keep going.
I was gonna say that makes me feel a little better because when they were like, you can spin as much as you want, and I was like, anytime they say that about a ride, I'm like, well, I'm not going on that ride.
Yeah. Well, we have gone through three of the attractions, and the fourth one, I hate when Universal does this and calls it an attraction. It's just the kids' play area. But that is the Viking training camp. And junior Vikings will learn everything they need to know about dragons as they climb, slide, and explore their way through this sprawling interactive adventure play camp featuring a Viking agility course, a toothless-themed teeter-totter, baby Gronkle, dragon climbers, and so much more. And kids need a playground in these parks, and I think this is going to be hopefully a fun and entertaining one for kids.
Yeah. No, what excites me is about like listening to this being definitely like a really cool sounding family area, especially for like younger kids as well, is that I'm thinking about the other lands in the park, and I was like, I kind of hope that the Monsters area takes the exact opposite route. So that it's
I think
like,
it will.
I think, and I think it's going to be like, that's what's going to be cool, I think, about this area, is having those, or this park, excuse me, having those areas that are for like all the different
you know,
types of people. So you've got your like, well, we are going to lean into the scarier and the more adult, but then How to Train Your Dragon, we definitely leaned into the more family friendly and stuff. And then, you know, Mario, that can be for like everybody, you know, Super Nintendo, not Mario.
Sorry. Well, then this is starting to be a real good balance with it, because you're going to have this area as a play area for kids. And then, you know, they like the already said
the
carousel and the splash pad in Celestial Park. And then so you take care of younger kids with those two sections. And then for that next step up, maybe they're not riders, thrill seekers yet, you have Super Nintendo World with the power bands, and you'll have the Yoshi ride there. Yeah. And then you also have the new wand experience that they'll have in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So it's like, I feel like they're going to actually be able to do a lot with it. And then, you know, they'll also have the thrills mixed in there too. So it actually feels like it's turning into a really good balance.
Yeah.
Another thing kids will probably lose their mind about, Meet Hiccup and Toothless.
I think that's so cool.
Guests can visit the Haddock Paddock for an incredible meet and greet experience with heroic dragon rider Hiccup and pose for a photo with his friendly Night Fury Toothless. Plus, throughout the day, guests may encounter other familiar Vikings and dragons while exploring Berk, because it's got to be more than just Hiccup and Toothless. And I'm, again, with the show, I know I'm going to lose it at that. If the walk around character for Toothless looks good, I will probably be a grown man weeping at it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did cry when they got to that part of the video, because I was thinking about how my nephew, he loved like How to Train Your Dragon, but he specifically loved Toothless, he had like a plush and the mouth like open, and you know, it had the no teeth in it. Yeah. And like, I feel like he had another thing, but I remember he'd get so emotional about it, and it made me sad because he's like 15 now, and he's definitely in that kind of real big jerk attitude and stuff's going on. And I was like,
careful, he might be watching or listening.
I want you. No, his phone is constantly taken away. I guarantee it's not. But I was like, I want, you know, there's that hopeful, that optimistic part of me where I was like, I really want to be able to take him to this park. And, you know, it'll be that very age. I'm sure it's just like, nothing's cool. But I was like, I can't imagine what it would be like to be able to see that thing that you love so much when you're a kid, and be like, maybe that'll pull that little bit out of him, you know?
He's going to reach that age again, though, but it's going to like, it's going to re-click in, and it'll be like, oh my gosh, this was my childhood.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, I feel like when, even though Toy Story never really went away, it was then finally when you felt like they did Toy Story right in some ways with Toy Story Midway Mania. It was like, with that for me, I know that was still on the younger side, but it's like, oh my gosh, this feels like it's doing Toy Story more justice than Pizza Planet ever did for it in the past. I feel like, you know, I feel like people do come around to that eventually. And Toothless is one of the greatest characters, like in terms of animals on screen, and the connection between Hiccup and Toothless is just like, it's one of those ones when you watch the movie, it's going to break you. Like, you're going to be like, oh my, it's because it's
dogs. And that's what I feel like it's going to do to me. But
that's what it is.
I think that the thing that's going to be incredible is, I'm guessing, like, judging from what I've seen from that video, where's the show? Shanghai? Is that what you said?
No, Beijing.
Beijing. And knowing we've seen the blue, like the raptor encounter.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not fortunate enough to have it here, but Universal Hollywood has a triceratops that walks around. And like, seeing the way that Universal has these like incredible puppets that aren't like, they're not like, you know, at Animal Kingdom, the winter puppets or whatever. Like, those are different types of art and skill. But these are like, oh my God, that's a real dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and
this,
like,
is next level.
And that's where I'm like, I think it's going to be so cool to be like, oh my God, that's a dragon. Like, I think it's going to be on that level of just like, I think it's like what you said. I think it's going to make you emotional no matter what.
Oh, I'm very excited about it. As much as I'm excited for the roller coaster, I think it is, in my level, it's the show first, and then getting to meet Toothless.
I want to see the meet and greets,
and then the roller coaster after that. But I don't want to sell short the next part we're talking about, the food food. Mead Hall.
It's going to be a lot of turkey legs,
I hope. I'm expecting this to be more of the style of like a Three Broomsticks. I mean, maybe there's turkey legs and stuff in there. But Mead Hall, the beating heart of Burke, and is the village's main gathering hall. Mead Hall is where guests can feast like a Viking and enjoy a savory menu featuring a variety of meats, fish, sandwiches, and more, along with a collection of meads and ciders.
See the meat? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I mean, I hope that it means there's also going to be like a little bit of like a bar attached to it. I know there will be like grog and gruel at another one.
Are you hoping for a stein?
I am really hoping for a good Viking stein.
I bet they'd be foolish not to.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great, great dining establishment just because I like meats, I like fish. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if this goes the route of like trying to feel like almost eating at Three Broomsticks, or even at whatchamacallit, the Leaky Cauldron, you know, that kind of that style where you're in a great dining hall and then you're eating meat, fish in that way, like it's a win-win.
It's gonna be cool too, because a lot of the concept art, you know, even though we don't see the merchandise, does show there's a lot of like the helmets with the horns and thing, and I bet those are gonna be so popular. So like just sitting in, like you said, in that dining hall and seeing people like kind of dressed up like that, maybe they got like their plushes or something with them, and I don't know, it's gonna have that. I think it's gonna radiate. If it is on that level of a Diagon Alley or a Hogsmeade, well, Diagon Alley more specifically, I think, because I feel like these will be more isolated experiences, is I'm just like, it's just going to be one of those really cool, like, I don't know, is that weird emotion that bakes up inside of you, like a little cookie.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. I was so busy today, like writing and posting on social media, I forgot to actually go and look at the merchandise that they were releasing for it. And right now, because you can already buy stuff on Universal's website, so shop.universalorlando.com, they have a ringer t-shirt, a pennant, a mug, so pretty, and then another t-shirt. So, you know, just a little bit right now, but it's just a preview of what's to come. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot. And like you could see in the background of the video they released as they were walking through the offices, it's like, I'm pretty sure that's the merch that they're going to sell, which actually felt authentic to the world of Burke. Like, you know, kind of how like Pandora and Galaxy's Edge did it, where it's like, we want to have some stuff that feels like it would be in this world.
I like that.
And I would love to have that. I'll just mention the shops now to get them out of the way, even though we're not done with the food. You'll be able to shop at Viking Traders, How to Treat Your Dragon, Hiccup's Workshop, and Toothless's Treasures. Now, I really wish that Hiccup's Workshop was where you get to build your own dragon, but
it could be a Build-A-Bear situation like that.
We don't need to. We're not here to speculate. We're here to read the facts, sir. Okay. Spitfire Grill. Overlooking the action of the fire drill water attraction, Spitfire Grill is a quick service dining location featuring delicious hearty meals flame seared by a helpful unseen dragon fry cook. As long as they don't splash you while you're trying to get your quick service food here, I'll be okay with it. So I would like kebabs. If it's going to be like flame inspired, I want like, I mean, maybe it's just deep fried. Everything's deep fried.
I was thinking like fried, like I wasn't thinking deep fried. I was thinking
they say
like,
dragon fry cook. So usually a fry cook is someone who mans the deep fryers.
Oh, okay. Never mind that. I was thinking it was going to be like, flame made pizza, whatever, all that, like all that sort of stuff. But
I want it all. Make it every, just flames and sear and fry.
Give me a seared salmon.
Do it all. Oh, yeah. A little too fancy, but that would be on theme for the Scandinavian the dragons. Yeah. They do. A place you'll probably find us every now and then, Hooligans Grog and Gruel. Guests can grab quick bites at this festive racing-themed food stand located in the Viking camp. And I'm assuming that you will be able to find grog and gruel.
I like those things.
Yeah. And honestly, that's it in terms of everything that Universal revealed in their press releases. And, you know, I felt like it's the way they do these reveals with the videos where they go a little bit more in depth on what they're talking about, showcase the flyovers, that gives you a different perspective. But then also hearing about it, seeing the concept art, it feels like we already know what these worlds are. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very exciting. Honestly, I'm so excited for How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Burke.
I am surprisingly more excited than I originally was. Like it was one of those where I was like, I remember when they announced it, and it was again because I hadn't seen it, and I was just like, I don't know. And now seeing it like kind of all come together and the atmosphere that they're definitely going for, I'm like, well, actually, I am kind of excited for this. Yeah. Like, so I mean, not kind of. I am excited for it.
This one was hard because so much of it is exterior, and like they were building the roller coaster and the boat and the dragon spinning ride for so long that it's like it's all stuff you knew. And then knowing there's a giant show building there, well, we know there's a show and it's probably going to be this one they already have. So it felt like this was, again, if you've been following Alicia Stella, it's all this has already been spoiled for you anyways. It just felt like this was confirming and then adding upon it and giving you, making you feel like we understand this world even more.
Well, it's also, it seems, I want to say substantial, because it seems like it, that you can dedicate, if you've got kids, you know, with you or whatever, you're your age and you're like you who loves these movies so much, is like, there's the three actual, like, fully involved Wait in the Line attractions.
Yeah.
Right? And then the meet and greets, and then the show. I'm like, that's a lot to do in one area, you know, because you got to think, you're never going to be like, oh, I'm on this. It is going to be lines wherever you go, and it's going to be crowded. So I'm like, but that's like one of five lands.
Yeah.
It's cool.
If you do even say the two attractions, the roller coaster and the boat ride, eat at the Mead Hall, and then do the show too. You're talking a solid half a day at the very least, if you're not waiting in long lines with that, which I think we're going to have long lines for a very long time at this park.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just so blown away. And like I said, they could have went the easy route here and went with Super Nintendo World that they followed up next. Like, hey, it's the next one we go through. That to me would have kind of
Save that one to the end.
We already know it,
because they're like, guess what, we have this one in two other places in the world now, and yes, you are getting, you know, some, but even then the Donkey Kong coaster is going to open in the other,
and that's the problem. They're going to want to do that before that opens up, so that way there's still a little bit of excitement, I think, for that. So maybe that's what comes next. That's our next announcement with it. But for me, this was what I wanted, and I'm not let down. And I was excited for Celestial Park and getting the official confirmation of the lands and seeing more of Starfall Racers, seeing the footage now of that freaking roller coaster moving. Mm-hmm. You saw the Wesh. Mm-hmm. Helicopter footage. My goodness.
Yeah.
You're going to be so scared.
I know. I literally was watching it and I was like, oh God, why? Like, it's one of those, because I'm like, I know there's ones where you're like, well, I'm going to say, I got to do this. I got to do it for work. And I was like, it looks like, you know, it's that thing with Velocicoaster, like an incredible attraction, not something I do every day. I have to psych myself into it. And I was like, oh my God. When this park opens, there's going to be so many of those opportunities. Yeah. I have to be you really got to psych yourself up.
I was just happy when they announced Celestial Park and gave us extra details. I think it was more for me, we've waited so long for more information, and now we have it, and I'm not underwhelmed, but it's just like, I'm excited to hear what else. And I'm happy we got this first one. And now what else? And so far they have delivered. And had they gone to Super Nintendo World, it would have been like, okay, that's great. But what else? And so I think this was a brilliant move to go with How to Train Your Dragon. I cannot wait to get more details on this park. I can't believe we're already at the end of March. And we are, quarters of the way to 2025.
I literally will do that thing where I'm like, I have to be like, what year is it? 2024? And I'm like, when does this open? Because I do it with like movies where they're like, coming in 2025, and I'm like, 2 years from now? And then I'm like, no, that's next year.
It's coming.
It's at the park where I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's coming so quickly, and I know I'm excited for it. You're excited for it. Everyone's excited about it, and we will keep you filled in on all of the new information released for Universal Epic Universe. But I do want to give a quick plug once again, to Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you are looking to go to Universal in 2025, start working with your agent today. You booked for the new hotels that you can already book. They can get you on the main property, you know, work with Dreams Unlimited Travel. They'll make sure you are set up for success. But I mean, we can only do so much because we still don't know when the park's actually opening. Mm-hmm. But if you let your agent know right now, like, hey, I want you on this as soon as this park is opening, I want to be one of the first guests, they will work their butt off to make sure that you're able to get in that position and you won't have to do that work. So dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, start working with an agent today. And even though it won't help you plan the best for Epic Universe, if you do want to support us more, you can do so by getting exclusive Diz team content over at patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Finally, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit the thumbs up, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comments section. And if you're listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you can leave us a rating and review, we would really appreciate it. But Rhino, I've got to come down from this high about How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Burke.
Yeah.
I bet you do too.
Well, I got to get to a TV. I got to watch this
Can
movie.
We just call it Dragons from now on for the rest of it? Like, yeah, the Dragons. Right.
The Dragons.
We're just Isle of Burke.
Just makes me want to do the Harry Potter.
Can I call it Burke?
Burke.
I'm excited about Burke.
Burke. Delta Burke.
Not excited about her. Is she still alive?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, thank you so much. I hope that everyone out there is excited as well. And can't wait to talk more about Epic Universe in the future. But that's going to do it for this special episode of the Diz Unlimited Universal Show. We will see you again soon with more shenanigans and tomfoolery from Universal Orlando Resort, as well as more details about Epic Universe. But until then, take care, everyone. And remember, we finally did change the name.